Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Can I ask you a somewhat related question? I'm just reading some of these texts here.
Okay.
In the Twitch comments, too.
They're friendly, and they're talking about how cute I am.
And how
much
wonderful
they miss us.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, of course. But a lot of people say, hey, if this was the Red Sox, people would be freaking out, callers would be pissed, whereas now there's more people saying, oh, well, it's the NFL, it's different. Like, is it that much different than, say, the Red Sox not doing anything at the trade deadline? Like, I know it's different sports, but when the Red Sox basically did nothing at this year's trade deadline, not only was it a huge topic then, I mean, Craig Breslow got booed on the Greg Hill Show when he came on, but we talked about it when they got eliminated in the playoffs. And I know the baseball trade deadline is different than the NFL.
That's what
I get
it is to me. It's two things to me. To answer your question, I'd say first part is people are used to more significant moves at the trade deadline and for baseball, and not doing anything at a baseball trade deadline would just be like, did everybody... Like
Steven Matz is just a slap in the
like,
face.
Like, did everyone just take off
Steven.
Work today?
It would Guys, be- Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox.
You got booed.
I also think people, this is a new, mostly new staff outside of Elliot Wolf that is in the Patriots world right now. And so they're having success very quickly. They're in a little bit of a honeymoon period where I think people are maybe rightfully so giving them the benefit of the doubt. Look, most of the personnel moves that they've made, and a lot of them have to do with the old guard and guys who were under big contracts before, they cleaned house, and it's worked basically 100% so far. You see Juwan Bentley on a practice squad elsewhere. Jabril Peppers, all due respect, like not exactly lighting the world on fire. I'm not worried about losing Kyle Duggar and losing Keon White. Like, maybe they have earned the benefit of the doubt. I just think that when you look at where they are now, not even having reinforcements should be a disappointment. Like,
yeah.
It should be, you should expect more.
And I think some of it is sometimes the Patriots get more benefit of the doubt because it's football and it's the Patriots and all this. But I think if you just compare the two, and not to get too deep in the weeds, but it felt like the Red Sox from 2020 to 2024 made an intentional decision to not compete as much at a high enough level as they had previously. And I know 21, they got to the ALCS, but some of that, they kind of, to your point earlier, like they lucked out, they kind of got on a run. Whereas the Patriots, it felt like they were trying to compete, at least from 2021 to 2024.
They just
made horrible decisions. Like, they fired a coach, they spent a bunch of money in the 2021 offseason, like they drafted a quarterback in the first round. They did do a lot. They just screwed most of it up. And I wonder if that's where the difference in fan anger comes from and fan opinion comes from, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I spoke to Karen Garigan of Mass Live down at Gillette today for the Six Rings and Football Things podcast, which we do several times a week. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts. If you haven't given it a listen and you just want to hear Patriots talk in a deep and thoughtful way, that's the place to find it. But Karen, we had this conversation about when they have so much cap space and opportunity to spend and they do nothing at the trade deadline, what does that tell you about their long-term perspective with guys who they know they want to hang on to with this team? Here's our little conversation here.
When looking at the situation of how much money they have in cap space, do you feel like the looming contracts of especially Christian Gonzalez, but some other young talent that has proven successful so far, like Drake May, has anything to do with holding on to that space against the cap?
I'm sure it factors in. But again, that's all part of, again, the grand plan. I'm sure they did not expect to be 7-2 with 8 games remaining or however many games remaining. I'm sure they didn't expect the Chiefs to be fighting for their lives to get in. I'm sure they didn't expect, you know, the Bills to not be as great as people thought, or Baltimore trying to fight to just to get in.
Or Joe Burrow being out for most of the season.
I'm sure, but when stuff like that happens, you adjust, at least in my brain, you adjust your thinking a little bit.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a logical pretzel that I find myself in with the idea that they are rolling over some of this because, or they're saving their spending because Christian Gonzalez is going to get paid. You saw that Sauce Gardner money. Get ready for Christian Gonzalez's contract because it's going to be big. And then after that, you're in the great position to give Drake May the kind of contract that Josh Allen has gotten, that Patrick Mahomes has gotten, Justin Herbert, whatever top tier quarterback you want to throw out there. It's going to be expensive. But guess what? This year you have the rookie contract with your quarterback. Like, how often do we hear about, like, oh, why do they burn through these quarterbacks? Well, because the rookie contract with the quarterback is so valuable. And now you're not spending when you have the rookie contract? Like, I'm not sitting here and saying they don't spend, because I know that they did in free agency, John, and I know you want to jump in and say that. But to just hold on to, if there is any part of it logically that they're holding on to roll over some of this because they know that they have these big contracts, well, you should be so lucky that you finally have the talented players again that you can pay them that way.
If that's part of their philosophy, like, we're not going to do as much at the trade deadline because we have to pay Christian Gonzalez and May, and 2 years from now, 3 years from now, Will Campbell, that's totally bogus. Like, that's ridiculous to me because, first of all, and I'm not one of those people that says the cap is totally fake, but you can pay pretty much anybody you want to pay. You could find a way with signing bonuses and structures. So, like, if you're telling me, oh, they got to pay Gonzo $30 million a year and that's why they didn't want to do anything now, I don't buy it.
Like, you can manipulate the cap, the bill comes due.
Yeah.
You'd never get away from paying the bill.
Sure.
Like, at some point, you have to pay the piper.
And they can afford it. Like, they can, but to me, that should, if that is part of their calculus, then that's telling me they don't fully believe in the team they have right now, so they just don't want to spend money on it right now.
And that's scary, right? Because,
well,
again,
and I think on one hand, like, looking at it rationally, okay, they're 7-2. They're good. They're, I think, over the course of the rest of this year, I don't know if we're going to look back and say, hey, they ended up being as good as Buffalo or Kansas City or Philadelphia or some of these other legit Detroit, some of those higher end. And I know they beat Buffalo already. I get it. But I'm saying over the long term, I don't know. And I think they look at it and said, anybody we trade for is not going to make us better than Philly or Detroit or Kansas City. And we can agree or disagree, but I think that played into, I don't think it was the money. I think it's that.
If you're saying that as the team, though, behind closed doors, then don't tell me the strength of schedule doesn't matter. Because if you're looking at Philly and Buffalo, who you already beat, and Kansas City, maybe throw them in there, even though they're scrapping right now. You're looking at Detroit. You're looking at anybody else you want to throw in, and you're saying we're not as good as them. Yeah. Then don't tell me that the strength of schedule doesn't count to you, because you're already making a judgment call on where these different teams are ranked right now as we sit in week 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.